Assembly and the Skagway School Board meet on Tuesday. The Haynes DDF team has at least one debate left. A fire update from Skagway and a local Haynes business makes some new changes with old materials. I'm Adam Richard. It's the KHNS Local News up next. The Haynes High debate team may be done with their season, but there is still at least one debate left to go. Members of the Haynes DDF team will be putting on a debate open to the public. Here is Gershon Cohen with more on the event.
On Monday night at 7 p.m. in the open area, the Haynes debate team is going to be presenting a debate that they actually competed with in January at the Ketchikan Regional Tournament. The resolution is current income disparities in the United States threaten the American dream. And as I say, they debated this case before, both affirmative and negative, of course, at the Ketchikan Tournament. And the We the People group here in town thought that it would be an interesting point for discussion, kickoff point for discussion in the community on the issue of income disparity. And so they asked me if I could arrange for having the debaters come in and do it, and they were very interested in doing it and participating in a community discussion. So that's what's going to happen this Monday night.
There will be four students who will debate the topic of income disparity. Eli White and Patrick Henderson will debate against Royal Henderson and Brendan Whitmore. Cohen said no winner will be declared and that it was more of a mechanism for being able to begin a discussion.
I think it would be great for the community to be able to participate in debates like this. When I say participate, what we're going to do on Monday night is the kids are going to do their debate, which takes about a half an hour. And after the debate is over, we're going to open the floor to a community discussion.
Cohen said their goal was to show people that it was possible to debate an issue, take opposite sides, to support your arguments with facts, and come out at the end of it shaking hands.
And not feeling like it has to be an argument, because, of course, a debate is not an argument. A debate is a discussion where you back up your position with evidence. And opinions are great, but it's also great to have evidence to back up what you think.
When asked how a debate could help the community, Cohen had this to say.
I think that there are many issues in town that I think would be well served by a more open debate process, as opposed to having an issue come before the borough assembly and then, you know, people show up for a meeting and sometimes there's, you know, a little bit of anxiety at those meetings. And to actually vet our interests and our opinions in a more public forum like this might be a very healthy thing for the community.
Income disparity may not be a subject that is a hot topic of debate in Haynes, but Cohen did say that when you hear a statement like income inequality is threatening the American dream, that most people do have an immediate reaction and take a side.
Some of us are going to think, well, of course, if the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, it's going to make it harder for people to, you know, enjoy and pursue the American dream. Other people could turn around and say, well, no, actually, there's no causal relationship there.
Cohen said that depending on how this debate goes, the debate team may be interested in having other debates on subjects that are a little more locally relevant. The debate will be taking place at the Haynes High open area at 7 p.m. Admission is free, and the parents of the debate team will be providing cookies, brownies, coffee, and tea for refreshments. Earlier this month in Skagway, a fire that broke out downtown damaged or destroyed four businesses, including an Avis car rental office, Skagway Jewelry, and M&M Tours. Here is Misty Wiley with an update on the aftermath.
Thanks to the recent fire, the railroad dock will have a new look. M&M Tour Company needs to have a larger building to service its clients since the fire destroyed the second location of the tour broker. The primary location M&M Tour Company uses is on the railroad dock and is owned by the borough, with M&M Tours contracted with the borough to sell tours out of the building. The second location was in the Westmark complex that was destroyed by the fire. Deputy Fire Marshal Bob Plum puts preliminary estimates for the monetary damage for the entire complex in excess of $1 million. However, the investigation is still ongoing. The building on the railroad dock was intended to be temporary and was to be replaced during the Seawalk project. With the timing being important, the assembly directed M&M to get the work done, and a reimbursement process would be worked out in the future. Reporting in Skagway for KHNS, it's Misty Wiley.
The Hanesboro Assembly has its next meeting Tuesday, March 27th at 6:30 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers at the Public Safety Building. There are quite a few items of new business on the agenda. There are three resolutions to allow the borough manager to enter into contracts for various borough projects, including a construction contract with North Pacific Erectors for upgrades to the Vocational Education Building, a professional services agreement with Carson Dorn Incorporated to prepare plans for the Barnett water tank replacement, and a contract with Machine Works to provide janitorial services for the visitor center and public bathrooms. Also on the agenda, a resolution to allow the borough manager to dispose of, by public sealed bid, a Caterpillar 140H grader with wing blade and a Jeep and water wagon. The mayor will be seeking approval of appointments to an ad hoc subcommittee to fine-tune an assembly recommendation for a communication meeting. The mayor will also be tasking the personnel committee with addressing the necessity for the economic development director, as she wishes to ask the assembly to consider removing the Department of Economic Development and its director. The public is encouraged to attend the meeting. It is no longer required to be signed up in order to make a public comment. The agenda has been posted on the borough website. Again, the Hanesboro Assembly will meet Tuesday, the 27th at 6:30 p.m. The Skagway School Board will be meeting on Tuesday, March 27th at 7 o'clock in the library. The meeting agenda has been posted at www.skagwayschool.org. On the agenda for this meeting, the school board will review travel plans of the track team for April and May. They will take a look at Don Hather Wall of Fame nominations. Tenured teacher contracts are up for review. There is a surplus of old soda machines. The board will discuss the extracurricular alcohol and drug policy, and also fund usage of the Margaret Franz Brady Fund. Also on the agenda and possibly to be discussed in executive session is the superintendent's contract. Again, the Skagway School Board meeting will be held Tuesday, the 27th at 7 o'clock at the library. Building number 37 of the historic Fort William H. Seward in Haines has seen a bit of new remodeling. That doesn't mean new materials, though. The portion of Building 37 to be worked on was that which houses the Fireweed Restaurant. Owner Lisa Loberg and her brother Darren Loberg teamed up for the changes. What makes the upgrades unique is that 90% of the wood was original reclaimed fort wood. Lisa said it was important to her to use the reclaimed wood for many reasons. The quality of the wood and price of new wood were a few. She also said that reusing the wood created continuity with the existing structure and that it was important to her to maintain the historic value of the building. Lisa brought her brother Darren, a commercial fisherman and carpenter, up from the Seattle area to help on the project. Darren had this to say about the reclaimed materials.
Oh, yeah, the old wood's all nice and beautiful and straight grain, and I mean, you can't even buy that, even if you wanted it anymore. And, you know, back then it was just framing grade, but now it's better than any finish grade you'll ever get.
Darren went on to say that 90% of the materials were reclaimed and that other than the fasteners, only about 40 linear feet of clear fir was used. He said he usually works on new construction but enjoyed the salvage effort.
In the end, yeah, I would much rather do this kind of work than, you know, go build little Cracker Jack houses for sure.
The original remodel of Building 37 was done by Avi Gillette more than a decade ago. It was he and his business partner who originally reclaimed all of the wood, stacking what was left over in the attic. The building is owned by Lee Heinmiller, who had a bit of history about the old fort materials.
The wood used in construction of the fort, in 1902, the government let the largest contract ever for materials for all of the forts that they built in this style all around the country. And almost all the wood that came to the ones in this area and Washington and stuff came from, you know, hand-logged clear fir from the Pacific Northwest. So all the wood that's in them is, you know, sort of local to begin with, you know, from Washington and Oregon, so to speak. Building 37 was the quartermaster's building. And so anything you wanted from, you know, a pair of pants to boots to, you know, bowls, spoons, everything like that all had a space on the shelves there, so there were shelves pretty much for two-thirds of the length of the building. And when they did the initial remodel and took the shelves and the posts and stuff down, we just saved all that wood.
Some of the reclaimed boards still carry their original supply stamps. Heinmiller said you can actually date the wood this way.
Some of the boards in there were stamped from the supplies with Quartermaster Chilkoot Barracks, which means that that wood actually arrived somewhere in the 20s, because they didn't change the name of the fort from Fort William H. Seward to Chilkoot Barracks until, I think, 1923 or 24.
For more information on Historic Building 37 or its reclaimed materials, you can call 766-3838. Miss a newscast or a story you really wanted to hear? Not to worry. All local newscasts are posted on the KHNS website. Just go to khns.org, select the local news tab, and scroll down to the date that the newscast or story aired and press play. Often included are photos to accompany stories. That's khns.org. Thanks to Misty Wiley for help with this broadcast. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Adam Richard.